express it to my own, to the younger generations, that to try to learn all they can, so that they won't be in this without any background to them.
You just will be a white man if you don't have any background.
Might as well just be a human being without no background.
Yeah.
See?
No.
I place it that way. But anyway, there can't be no white. There can't be no white man. Their color would show.
Right.
And their features would show. But if they don't know anything on the Indian side of it, what then?
Yeah.
Who's going to believe that they're Indians? They might be taken for Mexican men.
I hope not.
Just like, see that those people in that come up from Mexico, they say, I'm Indian, see? Well, that is to the Gallup ceremonials.
Mm.
Yes, they went through the Indians, more of Indian costumes there, dances, you know. And of course, all those beautiful feathers, they have them down there, see?
Yeah.
So, they know what to use for, you know. But when they say about, just like one group one time came into our camp, and I used to go to Gallup ceremony with the boys, you know. And so I asked one of them, I says, are you really an Indian? I says, oh yeah, he said, yes. Let's see you say at least two, three words in Indian. I says, he couldn't say anything, see?
Hmm. And these were guys from Mexico, huh?
Yeah.
What part of Mexico?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't place no more.
They were just Mexicans, huh?
Maybe.
Well, they do have some Indian groups down there.
Well, I that's the way I look at it. See, probably he was an Indian, but an Indian that never learned his language, see.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Just like today now, those kids don't know that damn thing, an Indian. Running around.
Yeah, chasing girls and not bothering to get what's actually theirs, their heritage.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They don't know, they won't know a damn thing.
Hmm. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Although they haven't got away from actual activities of the Pueblo, but one thing is language. And to know what it is, see,
mm-hmm.
back of it, and what, who they are and their culture, see, that's one thing. Sure, it's all right. They still enjoy the with the rest of them dancing and the activities that's there today yet. See. But the more real value to know something about your people, see.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, like we were talking about that language the other day, that's really a shame.
Yeah.
When it's right there and they could learn it so easily.
That's right, yeah.
And then to forget it, or not to learn it, it's terrible. But, well, I don't suppose all of the kids are that way, though. You have some that are real interested, don't you?
There are a few that are, but most of them and the families are the ones that talk to them mostly in English, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why I know that there's the one, two families. The kids just about started to talk, you know, and talk where they can talk good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they don't know what of English. Yeah?
Hmm. Well, very good. That is good.
When you say something to them in Indian, they'll just look at you now. We don't in our house, we talk in and all the time. My boy, once in a while, he feel like saying something in English, well, it's all right, but most of the time we talk in and see.
Mm-hmm. That's real good. What do you suppose these boys, like you were talking about, what do you think their future is going to be if they don't learn these things? What do you think they think their future is going to be?
I don't know how to answer that because they haven't expressed their future as why they don't know the Indian language.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that two, three of them that I know have expressed it this way is that they think that's in the way of their advancement, see,
mm-hmm.
or being up to modern, see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see nothing wrong with it myself.
No.
Yeah. I tell them too many a times that you got all the convenience of modern things, and yet you should know your language. You should be knowing what you are as an Indian. Yeah, you're taking part. You still take part with us. Sure, we all appreciate that much. But one thing is, Indian language is what. I don't know how much you know about what you are as an Indian, as what the Puebla is. And it's history back of it, see? That's the thing that I'm worried about. You should worry about that too.
Yeah.
Because you got, just like a tribe, one of the boys from Oklahoma, he said at Gallup ceremony, we don't do no more old time dances that's religious, he says. It's all commercial, he said.
Mm.
But you fellas, you still hang on to it, he says. Yeah, I heard, he says. He hasn't seen, but I heard, he says. So that's fine, he said. I like it, he said. But we don't, see.
Yeah, that's too bad for them.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder, these boys, you know, they're going to have children, and their children will react similar to them.
Yeah.
And in two or three generations, there will be nothing left.
Right there, I would say this, just like I feel myself now. Some years later, their children and their great children, I mean, their, you know.
Yeah.
Their children and their children, see, when they come and they find out that they're in this and want to know what, see, and then right there they're going to run into problems there, see.
Mm-hmm. You sure are.
Just like I said many a time myself that I didn't learn the value of it early enough to know, see.
Mm-hmm.
To gather all the information that I would have had, you see.
Yeah, if you could have known then to talk to the old people.
Sure.
Well, they'll regret it. But fortunately, Porfirio, there's still some people like you.
Yeah.
So it won't all be lost.
Well, I hope not too. I hope not too quick. Yeah.
Well, on that note, let's get started. Do you remember that last story you told me about the people moving down the river to Paco and around?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you, why don't we start what you think's the very beginning and just tell me what you want to tell me about the earliest history. And then we can work from there.
Well, I just don't have to leave quite a gap in there because I don't know, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
You told me that story about the boy and his grandmother and the awl.
Uh-huh.
Is there any more you can tell me about that?
No, I think that's about the place where he found his mother. Then I think he did it there, and I just sort of feel that maybe that somewhere across the Rio Puerco from that Mesa San Felipe.
Mm-hmm.
Where we saw a lot of that pottery ruins, I mean pottery's broken pieces.
Here. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so I thought that might be that was a place, you see.
Yeah.
Because it points just to that place.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well then, where the boy met his mother and the other girls? Is this the present Pueblo?
That's the place, you see. Rio Park is the last place, you see.
Hmm.
You see, Rio Park is a creek coming
yeah.
the way around from
well, then,
on the way back there.
Where did the people go from there?
Well, from there, I think they came south, they went south to towards, they're pretty, you see, this area is pretty close to Laguna.
Yeah.
So they went just right over the bridge, just about the last spur of the, what they call that mountain there, Mount Taylor.
Mount Taylor, yeah.
Yeah, on the east side, right there today where the, that Pahuati is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They came somewhere through there because there's a little creek not, now there is still a little creek there
mm-hmm.
running all, I don't know where its sources is, but that's the place they came to and they had to jump across, see.
Mm-hmm.
So every time one jumps across it, well, he'd holler back, it passed my, passed me my baggage or whatever they were carrying, see,
in India.
Yeah. And, then that word is cueste.
Cueste.
Yeah, that's our language. Cueste means hand it me whatever you ask for. That's me in a bundle, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as the story goes, that there was one lagoon somewhere in within the area, and he noticed that there was different Pueblo coming there, see, coming
mm-hmm.
across. So he hid himself to find out more who they are, see. And he was hearing all this for all the time, that word, see. Cueste, quite, cueste. Quite is means from the north, see.
Ah.
Quite, cueste. Hand me my package from the north, see. I don't know. It's just the direction they were in crossing, see. And now. When he got back to Laguna that evening, he said, he told his people that there were some people coming across there and headed somewhere south.
Mm-hmm.
And that they were saying, Cueste, Cueste. And then they named that place Cueste now.
Ah.
That's their Indian village name, Cueste.
Yeah, yeah.
When was it? Maybe it was a year ago, or probably just the past summer. Dora has relatives up there, see.
At Cueste?
No, yeah, well, no, Laguna.
At Laguna.
The old
yeah.
Laguna, yeah.
Yeah.
But the boy is from Cueste there.
Mm-hmm.
And he, we said, we were saying something about it, and he said that, that's the way they, almost similar, the story goes.
Ah.
Yeah. So I imagine that as years go by, sort of just somebody might miss something that he just got off a little bit of the story, see.
Yeah.
But it's still in within the...
The Lagunas remember your people coming down?
Yeah.
Or they think they did that too?
Probably. He didn't come out clear with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't ask.
Yeah.
I intend to ask after I go back again, see,
mm-hmm.
how much truth, how, where the story came from and all that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way that it went. So they call that place Kwishti Pawadi.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, of course, they, my people went south again, a little southwest. They went around the Laguna, see?
Yeah, they didn't stay with the Lagunas at all.
No, they didn't stop there, as the story goes.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, they came to Acoma, see? Because there's that long valley, they came up that long valley there.
Yeah.
And but they bypassed Acoma, but way up the far end of that valley, then they stopped there, see?
Yeah.
The Acoma is still back this way. And then there was one man that wanted to go up there and see who they are, who the people are up there, see. But nobody wanted to go. So he went there himself and never came back.
He went and stayed with the Acomas.
Yeah.
Why did they go around the Acomas? Did they know they were there?
I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder why they didn't go see them.
No.
Maybe they weren't friendly to each other or something.
No, I think they just intended to be alone and wanted to travel, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah. Well then, did they build a new village there at the end of this valley?
No. They only camped there for a while and then they moved on.
Mm-hmm.
How far south, but the last person that told me that he heard him, his grandpa and another old man talking about it, he said that they had mentioned it somewhere within in the neighborhood of Las Cruces. Not Las Cruces, but what's it?
Socorro?
Socorro, yeah.
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 They went clear down there?
Down that way, yeah. There's a ruins right, it's supposed to be a ruins right west of Socorro, somewhere at the foot of the mountains there.
Towards the Ladron?
Yeah. So that's...